Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Well, last week here in Spain, we had the joy and pleasure of listening to the wisdom of Cajal. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Howard. Trying to keep cool here here in Spain, but enjoying the start of the summer. What about yourself? How are you?
Yeah, I'm ditto. I can say ditto, I think. But as you mentioned, we are now in the full summer season, and we're hoping it won't be as hot as last summer was in Spain. As we become increasingly aware of effects of climate change, many of us make choices to try and help the environment, such as reducing plastic usage and our own carbon footprint. We can also make choices when it comes to investing. So today I'm going to ask Cathal Rochford about responsible investing. Cathal, I've heard this responsible investing, ESG investing, and some other terms too. It's all pretty much the same thing, but can you explain what ESG stands for?
Yes, indeed, Howard. We are all becoming increasingly aware of the effects of climate change and its impact on the planet and society. In fact, 2023 was the warmest year since global records began in 1850, a trend continuing into this year with February confirmed as the warmest in modern times. We can all take small steps here and there to try and do our part for the environment and society. And we can make choices when investing too, by opting for companies which don't contribute to problems like climate change. There's ESG investment, as you mentioned, which stands for environmental, social, and governance issues. There's responsible investing, sustainable investment, and now also impact investing. This type of responsible investing prioritizes financial returns alongside a company's impact on the environment, its stakeholders, and society. So what does ESG mean in terms of the wording? Environmental, of course, refers to the impact of a company's activities on the environment. Social, a company's impact on its employees, customers, consumers, suppliers, and the local community. And governance is the way a company is run. How does the management drive positive change? Is the company acting in an ethical way? And so in summary, ESG investing considers how a company serves its staff, communities, customers, stakeholders, and of course, the environment.
Do you find that more people are interested in responsible investing these days?
I do, yes. Interest in ESG investment is growing noticeably. Investors are placing greater emphasis on the environmental and social impact of their investments, wanting to make sure the firms benefiting from their capital are well governed, socially conscious, and not unduly harming the environment. They are increasingly seeking to manage exposure to ESG factors while generating, of course, sustainable long-term returns. Responsible investing and performance can be complementary. So it's somewhat of a balancing act as to finding the right approach. Survey findings published by Morgan Stanley earlier this year found that more than half of individual investors say they plan to increase their allocations to sustainable investments in the next year, while more than 70% believe that strong ESG practices can lead to higher returns. So it is very interesting, and it's a trend that has continued over the years.
But what about investment performance? If you choose investments to help the planet, does this mean you won't earn as much as with other investments?
Yes, that's a very good question, Howard. And the way we see it is that investing responsibly doesn't mean that you have to sacrifice returns. It's about striking the right balance of where your priorities lie. You can take a more philanthropic approach, if you wish, by investing in companies that prioritize their social impact over profitability. But this is just one end of the spectrum. At the other end are investments which put profit over impact, with ESG strategies focusing on how an organization manages risk and opportunities around sustainability issues. In the middle, we have profit with purpose, where you can invest with the intention of generating positive, measurable social environmental impact alongside a financial return, often called impact investing. So it is very important to not sacrifice your financial returns for, you know, following an ESG approach. With more large investment managers entering this market, it is becoming easier to trade in this sector. And as more investors seek tangible outcomes, impacting investing is emerging as a resilient and future-proof choice.
What advice do you have for listeners who are interested in choosing more responsible investment options? How do they go about it, and what should they watch out for?
Yes, that's an interesting question. So I guess the question is, what does this all mean for you as a private investor? It can, of course, get confusing, but you do not need to spend hours researching a company's ESG track record. As with other capital investments, you can buy funds which invest in highly rated companies. This also reduces risk as it provides much more diversification. At the end of the day, it's important to apply the same investment principles with ESG investing as well as other capital investments. These include establishing your investment objectives and time horizon, obtain an objective analysis of your appetite for risk and your tolerance for loss and your overall risk profile. Have a mix of assets and sectors in your portfolio to reduce the risk of any one area performing badly, and having a good spread and diversification across your assets. When considering a new investment, analyze how it fits in with the rest of your portfolio and impact its risk weighting. And then, of course, if you have an advisor looking after your portfolio or financial affairs, conduct regular reviews around once a year, and you can stay abreast of any changes in any of these regulations, framework, or kind of ESG trends. So I'd say you can choose a financial advisory company that incorporates responsible investing within its advisory service. So it's quite simple for you to get on board with this. Indeed, nowadays, a responsible advisor will look at your ESG preferences alongside traditional assessments when evaluating suitability of investments for clients. Responsible investing does not have to involve more work on your part, and you can invest as you normally would without compromising returns or your risk weightings. But with the difference being which companies benefit from your investment capital, you don't need to focus all of your portfolio on ESG funds, but it is one step you can take to help protect our environment and society. At Blevins Franks, we're committed to offering sustainable and responsible investing options. We offer a range of investment solutions that take a more active approach to investing via companies and initiatives that have particular environmental and sustainable goals at their core.
Many thanks, Cathal. The website, blevinsfranks.com, is an excellent source of information. I've been browsing it.
Yes, it's very good. As I said when we spoke last, have a look on our website, download any of our guides, articles, podcasts, videos. But even better yet, call our local office, drop us an inquiry via our website, and come and have a chat with us. We're all available in the various areas where we operate, and we'd be more than happy to have a no obligation chat and see how we can assist.
Always a pleasure. We'll talk sometime soon.
Thank you, Howard.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.